Greetings, everyone, and welcome to another Healing Hearts. I am Pastor Isaac Tapper, pastor of the New Covenant Church of God at 10428 Astoria Boulevard in East Elmhurst, Queens, New York. Thank you for joining us this Sunday morning. I have found that one of the root problems and a contributing factor in most inner problems is the hidden feeling of low self-worth. It has often been said that people will treat you the way you see yourself or the way you treat yourself. Even though many of our lives flow with milk and honey, we still think that we are not good enough. Sometimes individuals spend their entire formative years being put down by those who should be supporting them. And when those who feel that way, feel inferior that is, try to compensate for their feelings by acting strong, they end up driving away people or being viewed as overbearing or arrogant. If you will turn with me, in the book of Genesis chapter 29, we will read the narrative of Jacob and Jacob's experience with Rachel and Leah, and it will give us some much-needed insight in overcoming low self-esteem or low self-worth. Genesis 29:16-18. Now Laban had two daughters. The name of the elder daughter was Leah, and the name of the younger was Rachel. Leah's eyes were delicate, but Rachel was beautiful of form and appearance. Verse 18 says, Now Jacob loved Rachel, so he said to Laban, I will serve you 7 years for Rachel, your younger daughter. Remember, again, Genesis 29:17 says, Leah's eyes were weak and dull-looking, but Rachel was beautiful and attractive. Leah had tender eyes, that is, soft eyes, thought to be a blemish in her day and time. I know in today's culture, being tender-eyed might be thought of as a good thing, but in the world of Leah and Jacob and Rachel, it was not. She was seen as weak and not so pleasant looking. Today, a person might say that she was not beautiful at all. The eyes are the mirror of a man's inner being, and Leah was seen as weak and tender, inferior in some unexplained way. Therefore, she saw herself through her own eyes as weak, feeble, or even pitiful because she saw herself as weak. She had to try and to protect herself from being hurt even more. Thus, her name was Leah, which means weary or tired. The root word of her name means to be disgusted, to faint, or to loathe, or to weary oneself. Because she saw herself as inferior, she had become timid and afraid of rejection, and just plain tired of people putting her down all the time and rejecting her. When Laban deceived Jacob by giving Jacob Leah instead of Rachel, Leah clearly understood that Jacob considered her inferior to Rachel, guaranteeing that Leah would always feel inferior in that marriage. Genesis 29:23 says, Now it came to pass in the evening that he took Leah his daughter and brought her to Jacob, and he went in to her. And Laban gave his maid, Zilpha, to his daughter Leah as a maid. So it came to pass in the morning that, behold, it was Leah, and he said to Laban, that is, Jacob said to Laban, What is this you have done to me? Was it not for Rachel that I served you? Why then have you deceived me? How do you think Leah felt listening to Jacob talking to her father in that manner? This would drive almost anyone into depression. That is what Zilpha, her handmaiden name, meant. Dropping or falling or sinking or even drooping. I think she was given that handmaiden because it reflected her state of mind at the time. First, she was weak-eyed, and now after being rejected by her husband, she is given a handmaiden whose name means failing or falling. She felt like a trickle, one drop of water in an ocean. And on top of all of that, verse 30 tells us, Then Jacob also went into Rachel, and he loved Rachel more than he loved Leah, and he served with Laban still another 7 years for Rachel. Jacob was willing to work another